Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Morag Barrett is here. Morag's back. That's right. Morag's a great member of our Brain Trust, the founder and CEO of Sky Team. She's an international HR consulting and leadership expert, and she's the author of Cultivate, the Power of Winning Relationships. And Morag is one of those people who's kind of pulled off the hat trick. She's got a really great name, Morag Barrett. She has an amazing accent, and she's really smart. So that's the hat trick as far as I'm concerned. Morag Barrett, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you for allowing me to come back.
It's good to have you back. I bet nobody's ever introduced you like that before, have they?
No, I can definitely put that down as a first, so thank you very much for those generous comments.
Well, you're welcome, but you know, I have to point out that when I talk to my English friends, my other English friends like you, they always point out to me that I'm the one with the accent.
Well, there is that. It is all about perspective, isn't it?
So, all right, Morag, in your book... which, by the way, is outstanding. Before we go, I want you to talk to us a little bit about what you call the relationship ecosystem. But first, let's talk about smart people. Now, you and I both have known people in their lives who, coming up, they were so smart. They were smart in school, and they got a great education, and they never really lived up to the expectations of the world. What happened? Where'd they go? How'd they get stuck? Where'd they derail?
Well, in my experience, where did they derail? It's because they relied on their book learning.
Ah.
And when we all think about it, think about the people who've influenced you in your career, Jim. When I ask people to list the characteristics and what makes these people special, book smarts rarely makes it onto the list. What makes it onto the list of what makes for an exceptional leader, a colleague, a team member that you would jump at the chance to work with again, is their ability to connect with others at a human level. It's their people skills. And that's what causes careers to derail, when we overlook the importance of how we work with others, not just what we can do through our own effort.
Devoting too much effort to the content and not enough effort to the human context.
Agreed, absolutely.
What's the cautionary tale there? What should we do?
Well, I'm sure we've all been there. You know, when you have a conversation and it starts to go off track and you feel your blood pressure starting to rise, or maybe you're sitting in a meeting and thinking, well, that's stupid, that'll never work, but you don't actually speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe your boss or somebody's coming and asking for a volunteer or needs assistance on a project and you're saying yes, or you're committing to something at the weekend. You say yes, and you know you should be saying no because you've got a million and one other things that need your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are all examples of smart people being not so smart. And the key, the first step, is awareness, understanding what triggers us to behave in a way that we're not at our best. And some of those examples, it's learning to say no.
Very interesting. Well, you know, I love the quote from the Clint Eastwood movies, the Dirty Harry, Inspector Callahan series. In one of those, I can't remember which one, but in one of those, he said, "A man's got to know his limitations," and that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose I'm going to describe it as their default limitations, because the good news about what we're talking about today, Jim, is that we can all learn to get better. So it's not about limiting and that's it, you've got your cup full and you're not going to get any more. But the term that we're talking about here is emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first heard that back in the 80s, I thought, oh, there we go, another buzzword, that'll be gone very soon. And I'm glad to say that it hasn't, and my understanding, it's one of the reasons I do what I do for a living. because I realized that the emotional side of business, and I started in commercial finance, I remember being told, it's not personal, it's business. Well, in my opinion, Jim, business is personal.
We've got to get it back to that. I do believe that a lot of capitalism has turned into that, Morag. But I think that's where we've run off the rails in capitalism in America. We've got to get capitalism, and we got to get the marketplace back to where things are personal. I agree with you on that. But what is an emotional failure to do with a smart person not being successful? How is the emotion derailing that person?
Well, think about it. If you've got somebody, and we all have different responsibilities, if you've got a boss or a leader who gets angry, who gets aggressive when they're under stress, maybe they're banging the table, maybe they're using colorful language, that's their expression of their frustration and the stress that they might be under. The impact of that, though, might be, especially for less experienced and less confident employees, is to hold back, which means they're not sharing information in a timely manner, which means decisions can't be made with full information, and therefore results.
So you're talking about emotions, but as they manifest in our personality.
Exactly. And that it is not that we're trying to get rid of them, because we're hardwired to be emotional creatures.
Right.
It's about how do you demonstrate them in a way that's appropriate at work, that helps people to understand when you're frustrated, but doesn't then hinder the performance of the team and therefore your ability to deliver.
And this is the essence of your book about how to cultivate relationships with different kinds of people that are different from you, that are completely opposite from you, that are so that you can not only get the most from them, but for the relationship, but also benefit from it yourself.
Yes, so my book explores the importance of professional relationships at work. I believe that the world of work is a team sport, that we are dependent on each other for our success. And therefore, it's in our best interest to ensure each other's success. And emotions are part of that. You have to have a connection in order to cultivate what I call an ally relationship with your colleagues and co-workers.
Morag, I need your website, please.
My website is SkyTeam, and that's SKYE, SkyTeam.com.
All right. And the book is called Cultivate: The Power of Winning Relationships. When we come back, I'm going to ask Morag to talk to us about technically brilliant people who have difficulty managing people. And also, I'm going to ask her to weave in her relationship ecosystem ideas into that discussion. This is a really important part. That's a really important part of her new book, Cultivate. Morag Barrett and I will be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.